interaction with like Disney princes and princesses was preceded, like in the movies, was preceded by princes and princesses in storybooks and like the fairy tales behind the stories. So like when I was reading, for example, the Cinderella story, when my dad would read it to me, like I wasn't seeing the illustrations, and so I could imagine my own like image of what that princess was supposed to look like. And then I remember feeling really surprised when I saw the movie and that like she was wearing a blue dress, she was blonde, like her physical traits were different from what I had imagined. But I guess my first interaction with a Disney movie was, I think it was Cinderella or Beauty and the Beast. I always used to watch them like with my sisters. I loved them so much. Literally loved them. So my ideal prince or princess is definitely shaped by like what I've been introduced to in terms of like what I've seen through Disney, and like, because I don't even know how I would picture that separate from like how I've been conditioned, I guess. And so I think like when I picture a prince or princess, it definitely, they would have to be really attractive, they'd have to be really thin, they'd have to like have really nice clothes, and like the girl would have to wear a gown, and the boy would have to wear like, the prince would have to wear like one of those weird like shoulder pad jackets with like the ropes hanging down, and like skinny pants and boots, and be riding a horse, and like he would rescue her. But all of that I actually hate because it relies on so much like gendering and like conditioning. But the fact that I still think of that is important. Yeah. Did I own any princess toys, books, clothes, etc.? I definitely owned books, which I've already mentioned was my first introduction to like the world of Disney and fairy tales in general and princes and princesses in general. I owned no like toys that were princessy. I was raised, my parents didn't really buy into that, so I was like raised kind of gender neutrally. I was a big tomboy when I was growing up, and we like we didn't have a TV, so I was like, I biked a lot and like explored outside. But I definitely like, I remember wanting to dress like a princess, like even though I was a tomboy, I wanted these shoes that were pink and sparkly and had like, they had heels and they were pink and purple, and we had like these fluff balls on the toes. And my mom refused to get them for me, and then finally she did after like 3 years of me asking. I would say my favorite Disney princess growing up and now is either like, I would say it's Pocahontas, because I remember my mom and dad were telling me and my sisters about how like everyone has some element of like Native American roots, and like how we're all related, and like talking to me about the history of like the U.S. basically, and how I really identified with Pocahontas after finding out I was 2% Native American. And not even like besides that, she just was like very outdoorsy. I liked her dress. I liked that she was like one with the wind, one with nature. I think it hasn't really influenced. I wasn't that impacted by Disney princesses in general, but I definitely liked Pocahontas. And Jasmine I liked because I liked her pants and like her shirt and her outfit. But I wasn't big on the gowns. I wasn't really into like the girly princesses that much. My perception now of the Disney princesses and like how they impact social structures of race and gender and all that good stuff is that it's really harmful. I remember my sister in high school did a project and like basically a research paper about the influence of Disney princesses and princes in informing like our stereotypes when it comes to modern day ideals. And I think totally reinforced the idea that you had to be girly. Like, if you were a little girl, you wanted to wear pink, you wanted to be in dresses, you wanted to be wearing certain things, you identify with a certain gender more. The fact that I still, like, as a 21-year-old who has been able to, like, be introduced to stereotypes of, like, race and gender, and the fact that now when I think of a princess, it's always a white person, is super harmful. And that they are just now starting to introduce, like, different races and backgrounds into that story, even though those are even like flawed, is harmful. And just obviously the storybook like tale of the princess being rescued or like a damsel in distress narrative. I think like when I raise a kid, I probably will try to stay away from those narratives because they are really harmful, but also important to analyze as they probably determine a lot of what we consider mainstream culture.